Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel. We are holding 11 lines off the top of the Amud in the midst of a conversation taking place between Hashem Kaviyachol and Lahavdol Li'umas Ha'olam. At the end of days, times of Mashiach, Hashem is confronting them and asking them, why do they think, why do you deserve to get rewarded? What did you do right? Well, all those accomplishments, buildings, the bridges, the tunnels, the roads, well, that was for your own sake. It wasn't for Klal Yisrael. It wasn't for the sake of supporting Torah. So, no credit for that. What about keeping the Torah? Well, you were not interested, right? I offered it to you. You didn't accept. Even the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the original seven obligations that you had before Klal Yisrael got it, you abandoned those as well. Okay. So the Goyim are now on the defensive. Ella, rather, kach, says the Gemara, kach, on the 11th line, kach, imrim loy, avdi gechavim, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyim turn to Hashem with the following claim. Ribbono shel Olam. And who says the Jews kept the Torah? Yisrael shekiblu. Okay, the Yidden accepted the Torah. Hechen kimo, who says they adhere to the Torah? Who said they fulfill the Torah? Who said they learned the Torah? Omer Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem responds, I will testify on their behalf. Ani meid b'hem. I can testify, Sheikimu is HaTorah Kula, they stuck to the whole Torah, they were Mekayim the Torah, through thick and thin, even under exile. Of you, Uma Yisraelam, Oimrim Lefanav, said they respond to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Klum Yesh Av Shemeid Al Benoi, since when can a father testify about his son? He's a Karev, a relative, his Pasul Eidus, Tachsiv, Kal Yisrael are your firstborn, your children, Bini, right? Bini Bechari Yisrael. Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hashem responds, okay, Shemaim Va'aretz Ya'idu Bahem, let the heavens and the earth testify about them, that they kept the Torah. Shekimus Esa Torah Kula. Oymer Lefanov, so the Goyim respond, Ribbono Shel Olam, they can't testify, they're not objective in this regard, because their complete existence depends on Klal Yisrael keeping the Torah and fulfilling the words of Torah. Ribbono Shel Olam, Shemayim Va'aretz Noigin Beidusan. They're interested parties. They're biased. Shenemar Im Lo Brisi Yamim V'Laila. After the Torah, Chukos is Shemayim Va'aretz Leisamti. The whole existence of the world would cease to exist. And furthermore, Baruch Shimon Lakish, he taught us a similar lesson in this regard. Ma'idachsiv, what does the pasuk mean? Way back in Parshas Bereishis, on the sixth day, it says Vayi'erev Vayivoker Yoyim. Instead of saying Yoyim Shishi, the sixth, Ha Shishi, with the extra Hey. What's the point? It's a reference to that famous sixth day of Sivan, the day that the Jews were mekabel the Torah, and that solidified the world, that cemented in place the existence of the world. Melamed shehisna kadosh baruch hu imas bereishis, Hashem conditioned with the entire world. V'amar, he says, im Yisrael mekabel satorasi, down the road, Klal Yisrael will accept the Torah. Mutav, great, you'll exist. V'imla, but otherwise, I'm going to reverse this whole process and bring you back to utter destruction. Ani achzer eschem, I'll bring you back to the state of l'toyu v'voyu. So the existence of the entire world depends on the Torah. V'ayinu da macheske, we have a similar lesson, ma'idachsiv, based on the pasuk, mishamayim mishmata din, from the heavens you have put forth your Torah, eretz, yorav v'shakot, and the world trembled and was calm. Now either you tremble or you're calm, it's not compatible. Im yara lama shakata, im shakata lama yara, if there was fear, why was there calmness, and vice versa. Ella, both happened. Initially, betchila, the world was unsure and in a state of fear and trepidation. Yara. Will the Jews accept the Torah? Will we continue to exist? But ultimately, when Klal Yisrael did accept the Torah, calm was restored. So again, clearly, the whole world depends on Limud HaTorah and Kiyum HaTorah. In fact, Chaim Volozhiner writes in Nefesh HaChaim, if there would be even a moment without Limud HaTorah, the whole world would cease to exist. So of course, they're Negiah Be'edus. When they claim that Klal Yisrael is adhering to the Torah, and that gives them the schos to continue existing, the world. So they're Negiah Be'edus, they're biased parties. Ella rather, sorry, Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hashem responds to the Goyim. Okay, I can't testify, nor can the Shemayim V'aretz. I'm going to have representatives of amongst you, the leaders of the Goyim, who will come and advocate on behalf of the Jews and testify to their utmost commitment and adherence to Torah throughout all those trials and tribulations that you yourself, the Goyim yourself, presented them with, put them through. So we have, for instance, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hashem turns to them, Mikem, from amongst you, the tormentors of the Jews, the ones who challenged and gave the Yidden the Siyones, Yavayu, V'yidu ben B'Yisrael, they will come and testify on behalf of Yisrael, Shekimo is HaTorah Kula, that they will Mekayim the entire Torah. Who are these individuals? So first on the list is Nimrod, Yavay Nimrod, let him come. V'yoyed b'Avram, and testify regarding Avram Avinu, Shelo Yavad. Avad Yitzchak, he refused to worship those idols, despite being pressured by Nimrod. He was Meisa Nefesh. Allowed himself to be thrown into the fiery furnace. Let Nimrod himself come and testify about the tremendous righteousness of Avram Avinu. Yavai Lavan. Lavan should come, V'yoyed V'yakov, and testify regarding Yaakov Avinu, Shelo Nechsh Nal Gezel. He never stole even an iota, even a penny. Never took anything that wasn't belonging to him. Tava Eishes Potipharah, the wife of Potipharah, tempted Yosef. Let her come and testify about the tzitkus of Yosef, V'toyed B'Yosef, Shelo Nechsh Nal Avera, that he never got involved in Avera. Yavai Nebuchadnezzar, let him come. V'yoyed B'Hananya, Mishael V'Azaria, those three great tzaddikim, who adamantly refused to bow to his idol. Yavai Dar Yavish, let Yavish come. V'yoyed Daniel, and testify regarding Daniel. So there were those that were jealous about Daniel, and they bad-mouthed him to the king, and he forbade him from davening, and he refused to succumb. He davened three times a day, and he was thrown to the lion's den, right? So Dar Yavash himself can come and testify about Daniel. Shalom Yitl Satfila, he resisted the king's decree and persevered in his tefillah. Yavai Baldad Hashuchi, now we have those three friends of Eiv, three prophets, Goisha Nevi'im. One was Baldad Hashuchi, the other one was Sefer Namasiv, Alifaz Temni. And they too can testify about the Yidden. V'yidu ben b'Yisrael shekimos kol haTorah kula, that they kept the entire Torah. Shenemar, we have the pasuk, gitnu adem b'yitztaku, that the edus will be the testimony will be presented by the Goyim themselves to justify and to defend and advocate for the Yidden. Okay, having said this, the Goyim responded, Amru lefonav, Ribbono shel Olam. Okay, we have no case, but please, Hashem, t'nad lanu mirosh. Let's start all over again. Give us a second chance. V'na senot to keep the Torah. Amru lehen HaKadosh Baruch, Hashem says, too late. Now it's payday. The workday is long over. HaKadosh Baruch Hashem tells him, Shoytim Shabayim, you foolish people. Misha Torah Erev Shabbos. Only one who prepares on Erev Shabbos. Yochel B'Shabbos, he has Shabbos food to eat on Shabbos. Misha L'Torah Erev Shabbos, a person who fails to prepare on Erev Shabbos. Mehichon Yochel B'Shabbos, from where is he going to eat on Shabbos? Olam Hazeh is like Erev Shabbos, time for preparation, time for Hachana. Time's up. Ella, still, Hashem, out of his great compassion, Afal B'Kein, still, I'll give you another chance. Mitzvah Kali Yeshli, I have this easy mitzvah, V'sukkah Shema, which is called Sukkah. Go try it out. L'chu v'asu oisa. Asks the Gemara, but how? Umi matzis amras hachi. How can you say that Hashem is proposing and offering them a last ditch opportunity to do a mitzvah? It's too late for that. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My dechsev asher anoichi mitzavcha ayoyim. What does the pasuk mean? I'm commanding you today. Today means only today. Hayoyim. Only today. In this world. La'asoysa. Can you fulfill mitzvahs? V'lo ilumacha la'asoysa. You can't do mitzvahs tomorrow in olam haba. Likewise, in terms of getting rewarded. That's exclusively olam haba. Hayoyim la'asoysa. Today we work. V'lo hayoyim l'tel schar. Don't expect reward today. Life can sometimes be difficult. We don't see the instant reward and the ruchniistic bliss that we are creating with our Torah mitzvahs. There's time for that. We'll get to that olam haba. So again, how could they be given the opportunity to do mitzvahs today? And olam haba, it's too late for that. Ela she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba betrunya. Rashi says trunya means ba'alila. Hashem doesn't, you know, trick his people, Ibri Yosef, basically. Still, Hashem wants to give them another chance, a last-ditch opportunity. So he made this exception for them. Okay, v'amai korei mitzvah kala. Why do we call it mitzvah kala? Shem delays be'chisaron kis, because it's easy to do. It doesn't cost you much. Miyan, okay, so the guy took the offer. Right away, they went to build their sukkahs. Kol echad v'echad noitel. They grabbed their boards and their mats. V'edach v'oisa sukkah v'resh gagoy, to make the sukkah on the flat roofs. V'akadosh baruch hu makdur aleim. Chama. So Hashem shines down that really strong sun, a real strong sunny sun. Kubas Thomas, like in the middle of the summer, it's really beating down on them. How do the goyim react? Do they say, okay, this is great, this is Mesiras Nefesh, we'll get double pay? No, they kick the door open and they're out. V'chalechad v'echad mevad b'sukosai, give a kick, v'yoytze nilid, sh'nemar, ninatka, esmeisrei seymoi, v'nashlicha, v'men avi seymoi, unleash their constraints, and they're out. Okay, there goes their chance. Asks the Gemara, but how is that fair that Hashem made it difficult for them? Magdir? So he bore down at them with that sun? V'amras, you just told me, Hashem trying to be fair and go lifnim b'shur sadin. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'trunyim b'reis. Hashem doesn't, you know, plot and trick his creations. So why is he presenting them with this difficult challenge? Says the Gemara, the Yisrael Nami Zimnen. Because the same thing happens to us. It can happen that the Mashchalu Tkufas Tamas, it can be very hot during Sukkot's time sometimes, right? The Tkufas Tamas, the summer season, can sometimes stretch into the Sukkot's holiday. Ad Chaga, V'Avilu Tzara, and it can be very difficult sitting in the Sukkah. So it's a fair equation. We also go through this, a similar experience at times. V'Amar Rava, says the Gemara, okay, but if it's piping hot, mitzdar patur min ha-sukkah, a person who has difficulty can leave the sukkah, right? Sukkah is meant to, duplicate a person's regular way of life, and if it's difficult, you leave, right? You're not meant to force yourself to stay in a hot sukkah. So what's the big deal that they left the sukkah? The goyim, right? The answer is nehiv the patur. True. If the conditions make it difficult to stay in a sukkah, you're exempt. So you leave, but you leave with a bowed head, wishing, you know, they wouldn't have to leave. You leave reluctantly. You don't kick the door. You don't kick the sukkah away. Bu'uti mimavati, when they didn't have to leave, they leave reluctantly, without kicking the door, without kicking the sukkah. Unlike the goyim, who are happy to get out, relieved, to be free of these constraints and restrictions. So the mitzvahs aren't for you. You lost your chance. Miyad, right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshev, Masachek Aleim, Hashem is Masachek. On these goyim, basically, you lost your chance, and he views them with disdain for even, you know, claiming that they are deserving of reward. Shenamar Yoshev Bashamayim, Hashem lives, who sits in the heavens, Yitzchak. Amar Yitzchak, Ein Shchoik, this expression of Shchoik is typically not Ein Shchoik of Nekadosh Baruch Hu, you never have it by Hashem, only on that day, as sort of the culmination of this debate, of this process, And this was sort of the final word, final reaction, the final say in this whole matter with the Goyim. Some apply to Bitzchak's statement on the following issue. The Sanya, we have a Brisa, Reisi Omer, Lasad Lavoi, Boin, Oedikachav, Mizgair. In the days to come, the Goyim will come running to convert. Asks the Gemara, hold it, before we continue on this discussion, just as a side point, a side question, how could that be? Umim Bekablinan Minayu? Since when do we accept Gerim when we have Mashiach? Meaning, we only accept Gerim when going is tough. Not when we are riding the wave of success. Vatanya in Mekablin Gerim. Umayz Mashiach. We don't accept Gerim at that point. Koyeitzabai, in similar fashion. Throughout our history, when things were going well for us, it wasn't the time for Gerim. Like Kiblu Gerim. We didn't accept Gerim. Lo Bimei David. Lo Bimei Shloimei. Right? When our Malchus was in its glory, we didn't accept the Goyim, because as Rashi says, we're concerned that they're attracted by the success of the Eden. So only if things are going tough do we accept the Gerim. Says the Gemara, L'shanasu Gerim Gerim, you're right. Officially they're not accepted, but they sort of attach themselves to us and they conduct themselves like Eden. Rashi says, Gerim Gerim Ma'alein Mizgairin. They just come on their own. And they live like Jews. Umanichan tefillin b'roshein. They place tefillin on their heads. Tefillin b'zroshein on their arms. Tzitzis on their clothing. B'vigdeim b'zuzah b'fizcheim. Okay, so for the time being, they look like Jews. But when the going gets tough, that separates the men from the boys, so to speak. Kimin sheroyin mechemes gogel mogeg. Once they start hearing the footsteps of this fellow called Goyeg, the king of Magog, preparing for war against the Eden, Omer lehen, or Omrim lehen, see the Hashem turns to them, or the Gerim, turn to the Gog and Magog, Alma Bosom, what are you planning on doing? What's the purpose of your arrival? Omrim lehen, they respond, Al Hashem al Mashiach, we're coming to challenge Hashem and His Anointed One. Oh, Shenamar lomo rog shu goyim, ul'umim yer gerik, this is the second perek in Tehillim. Right, and there it says that they come al Hashem al Mashiachim, so they're here to make trouble. And the sort of a pseudo Gerim were not prepared to stick it out and share the you know fate of the Yidden. They feel threatened. They're out. V'chol echad benatik mitzvasa v'hoylech. Suddenly their tefillin are off, their tzitzis are gone, and they're out of here. Shenemar nenatkas mitzvah shemoy. And on that moment it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mesach, Hashem looks at them with disdain, with tzchoik. Shenemar, Yoshev HaYishamayim Yitzchak. Amar Yitzchak, so on this we have Rabbi Yitzchak who says, Ein lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzchoik, Elo Yoshev Yom Bavad. That's the only time we find the concept of this tzchoik expression by Hashem. Eini, is that so? That it's only a one-time thing? V'ha Amar Rav Yudah Marav. It's a daily thing. Right? A day is comprised of 12 hours. What does Hashem do during those 12 hours? Of course, we have no concept of Hashem himself. It's all a matter of how we relate to him and he relates to us. So there are certain elements of activity that we can sort of describe in words, of course, in a superficial manner. Sholosh Rishonim, so the first 3 hours of the day, Hashem is involved in Torah. The Chassam Sefer says, it means to say that Hashem endows us with the wisdom and the Chachma to give us the opportunity to learn Torah. Shniyos, the second 3-hour segment, Yoishev V'dan Eskolem Kula, Hashem sits and judges the world to see if they're deserving of His kindness and bracha. Kivin Sheroya, Shenuschayiv Oilam Kloya, when Hashem sees that the world is deserving of destruction in terms of the strictness of the law, right? Oymed, Hashem gets off Mikisei Adin, from the throne of strictness, Yeshiva Kisei Rachman, transfers over to the Kisei of compassion. And that saves the day, so to speak. Shlishiyos, the third segment of the day, Yoshev Vizon Eskolem Kula, Hashem sits and provides daily sustenance to everybody, every creature, from the biggest to the smallest, Mikarni Re'emi, which are the largest animals, largest creatures, until the smallest, Ad, the smallest, which are called Beit Zekinim. And certainly people, and certainly Jews. Riyos, the fourth segment of the day, Yoshev Mesachakim Lev Yasan, Hashem is joyous with the Lev Yasan. Parshim explain, Hashem is pleased with the anticipation of rewarding the tzaddikim with the Levyasin. Shanema Levyasin Ze Yitzarta Lesachik Boy. Oh, so we see it's a daily thing. And here we say it's just once in a lifetime, once in the entire Eliyasim Levad, only one day. Right? Only the Sechik will only happen with those Gayim. And here we see it's a daily, Sechik is a daily thing. Omar of Nachman Beitzchok. There are two types of Sechik. In B'riyos of Mesachik, with his creations, with the Levyasin, it's a daily thing. Va'al B'riyos, but sort of being Mesachik on his B'riyos, looking down at them with disdain, with mockery, as per the episode with the Goyim, that's a one-time affair, Eine Mesachik, only that one time, Ela Yosef Yem Levad. Omar of Ach, Rav Nachman Beitzchok. Miyayim, Shechara Beis HaMikdash. From the time of destruction of the temple, Ein Schoik LaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no concept of Schoik and joy by Hashem. How do I know? Umanalan, the Leka Schoik. How do I know that? Ilevim B'dechziv. It says Vayikra, Hashem Lakim Tzvaka is by Mahu, the day of destruction. Levchi, Ulam Mizbeit, Ulakarch. So, it's a time of mourning, a time of crying. So, yeah, that denotes that there's no schaik once the churban took place. Says the Gemara, you know, Dilma, Hahu Yayma Vesulay. Maybe it only relates to that day of destruction. And past that point, there is a schaik, right, with the Levyashan, right? Elo d'chsev rather from the pasuk in Meshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini Tishbak L'shani L'chiki Im Le'eskir Reichi. So the remembrance of the Churban of Yerushalayim is an ongoing thing. Said the Gemara, but Dilma Shichu D'leka. Okay, there's no forgetfulness. Hashem remembers and recalls. We all recall the Churban. Avas Chayk Mi'ikah, but there's still room for a bit of Chayk by Hashem. So what's the raya to otherwise? Elo Maho. We have another pasuk to denote that there is no Chayk on an ongoing basis by Hashem. Yachshesim Eilim Achashves As Apak. I held back. I was silent. So if that's the case, it's incompatible with the presentation, the earlier presentation, which denoted that there was a moment of schaik on a daily basis. Hashem is mesachik with the Levyasin, and here it seems otherwise. Okay, says the Gemara. If that's the case. So from the time of Churban, there is no there's no schaik. How does that time frame, the fourth 3-hour section of the day, how does that get filled by Hashem? My Ovid, what does Hashem do? Hashem sits and teaches youngsters, young children. He endows them with Torah. Shnemar esmi yoredeya vesmi yavin shemur. What does this mean? Who does Hashem teach wisdom and Deya and Torah to? Who does Hashem teach Shmua and the Halacha is and Torah? So who does he teach it to? He teaches it to those who are separated from their milk and their mother's feed. So these are the youngsters and the kids. Hashem teaches them Torah. So before this happened, meaning when that time slot was filled with Tzchaik, before the Churban, who then was teaching the youngsters Torah? Iboyesema Metatran, some say it was a certain Malach, Iboyesema. He did both. Havaha Avid, he was Mesachik with the Levyasin, plus imparting Torah to the youngsters. So this fills up the daily schedule. Kav Yechal by Hashem. What about during nighttime? Belel Yom Ha'Avod. What does Hashem do at night? But same as some say, follows the same pattern as daytime. Me'en Yom Mama. But same some say Reichav al Kruv Kal Shalei. Hashem rides in this Kruv, this Malach, very high up. Veshat b'shmoyne aser elof elamos and cruises through 18,000 worlds. The Gemara Sukkah says there are 18,000 great tzaddikim in existence. So these are the 18,000 that Hashem visits. Shenamar Rechev Elikayim Elikim Rebbe Sayim Alfei Shinon. So Hashem rides to Rebbe Sayim. A Rebbe is 10,000. Rebbe Sayim is 20,000. Alfei Shinon means missing 2,000 for a total of 18,000. Atik Rishinon, instead of Alfei Shinon, we read it Elisha Einon. So it's missing. 2,020 minus 2 is 18,000. Some say that during nighttime Hashem sits and listens to the song of the Malachim. Yoshev v'shamei Shira, coming from the Malachim Pichayis. Shenemar, as David HaMelech says, Yoyim ha-mitzav Hashem chaz, Yoyim ha-layla shira im Hashem is with me while I sing, I'm engaged in singing, as we find in the Gemara and Brachos. Hashem with David HaMelech would sleep only till midnight and get up and get involved in song and praise to Hashem. So that's together with the Malachim who are singing at that time as well. Amar Rabbi Levi, kol ha-posek m'divrei Torah. If one is engaged in learning and he stops for a little shmooze, v'osek m'divrei sicha, he stops for, you know, unnecessary talk, ma'achidun le'gachal yirusamim, he's fed very harsh coals in Olam Haba. Rusamim was some sort of very strong wood and generated strong coals, long-lasting coals, powerful coals. Shana ma'akoytev maluach le'sich, those who cut away, koytev, maluach, Torah, which is given through the Luchos, for what? For Ashmuz, Alisiach. V'sheirish Rasamim Lachmam, so the Lechem, the retribution, is the calls of Rasamim. Omer Shlokish, Kalaisik Bater Balaila, if one pushes himself to learn, even during nighttime when it's hard and difficult, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shel Chesed V'yem, Hashem endows him with Chesed, with a continence of grace during daytime. Some explain this to mean that he has what to say, he has already answered because he's well versed in Torah because of his learning and toil at night. Some learn, I think the Marsha, one deprives himself of sleep, sometimes can come across, you know, a little kvetchy and a little tired looking and haggard, and quite the contrary, Hashem gives him a special matana, he looks fresh and graceful. Shenema, how do we know this? Because it says, Yoimam Yitzav Hashem Chasdei, Hashem grants me with chesed during daytime, ubalaylo shira imi, because during nighttime I'm involved in his learning. Matam, yomem yisav Hashem chazda. Why is it that during daytime I earn his chesed? Mishum, because of my nighttime effort. The balaylo shira imi, and the nighttime Torah is called shira, the song of Torah through difficult moments, through nighttime. So that's the schar. Ikad Amri, some learn, Omer Shlokish, that he said something else. Kol Oisek B'Torah Ve'Elam Hazeh Ha'adam L'Layla, that the Layla here means nighttime, it means the nighttime of Elam Hazeh, the darkness and confusion that Elam Hazeh personifies. Okay, if you work through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chutz Shel Chesed Ve'Elam Haba Ha'adam L'Yom, ultimately one will be Zeicha to a Chutz Shel Chesed, to Schar Elam Haba, which is considered daytime when all will be clear for all to see. Shenamar Yom Yom Tzav Hashem Chazdei, I will get Hashem's Chesed ultimately because during Golus I worked hard throughout the night. Omer Vidom Hashmo Ma'idich Siv. What does the pasuk mean in comparing people to fish? Vatasa Adam Kidgei Hayam Kiremes Lemoshel Boy. Why? Lama Nimshlu Bnei Adam Kidgei Hayam. Why do we compare Yidden people to fish? Let me have to teach you like this. Ma dogum shebayam, just like the fish at sea. Kivin she'odin liyabasha, once they leave to dry land, miyad mason, they die. They're out of their habitat. Afni odom, same with people. Kivin she'parshim midir Torah, once a person leaves Torah, umidir mitzvahs, miyad mason, they die spiritually. They have no connection to their real source of life. As per the story of Pappas ben Yehuda, who asked Rabbi Akiva, right, why are you endangering your life teaching Torah during the Roman decrees? And he says, well, it's like the fish in water. If I leave the water, I'm surely dead. Right? So, just remembering when Tzadok Ranosin Tzvi Finkel visited here, he came to the Kol in Toronto and he gave a shmooze. He couldn't speak much. He barely got the words out. And it was in a whisper. But I do remember him saying, Torah, it's so sweet. Azuizis. And he said, don't think you have to cover the whole... He says, every word of Torah. He says, imagine like a fish. Every drop is another drop of water. Chaparayim. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Every drop is another drop of water. Another drop of fresh air. So, that's the comparison between Bnei Adam and Dogim. Dor Acher. Another reason for this matchup, Ma Adam Shabayam, just like the fish at sea. Kiva shekadra leim chama. The sun beats down at them, even in water. If they're too close to the sun, yad mesim, they die. Chach mi adam, same with people. Kiva shekadra leim chama, yad mesim. They die if they're overexposed to the sun. When and where? What does this mean? Some say it's referring to this world. Some say it's referring to Olam Haba. How? Could be either this world, every occurrence, every episode that a person encounters was dictated by heaven. Except for colds and getting affected by cold weather. A person could cover himself, protect himself, keep himself warm. So a cold which comes through exposure to cold is a person's fault. Don't blame it on anybody else. Pachem, likewise, exposure to heat, fever, etc., can get a person sick as well, and that's within his control to protect himself. Only stubborn people get entangled in these things. If you watch yourself, protect yourself, you'll be okay. Some say this exposure to the sun is a spiritual experience. Kid Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, ain't Gehenna Asad Lavoi, right? As per the classic, you know, question people want to know, is there something called Gehenna? No, there's no concept of Gehenna. No special place called Gehenna. Ella rather, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chamim Ratika, Hashem will expose, will uncover that spiritual power called Chama, the spiritual sun, the Ziv HaShechina, will be exposed for all to see, but only tzaddikim will be able to have it as a positive experience and enjoy it. Rishayim, who are undeserving, will get burnt off by that sun. They won't be able to tolerate it. It'll be overwhelming, right? They don't have to. A tzaddik developed his taste buds for it. A rasha hadn't done so. He doesn't have the tools to appreciate or to tolerate this ziv hashchin. It's going to totally burn him out. Umagder, he shines down the sun, beats it down. And depending on what we are, that's how we're going to experience it. Rishayim nidayim ba. Rishayim, who are undeserving, will become affected, adversely affected by it. But tzaddikim israpim, tzaddikim be healed. Rishayim nidayim ba. Because the pasuk says, "Tachsiv ki hinei yayim ba." That day will come. Boyer ketaner, burning like an oven. Boyer kol zeidim, choleisir risha. What happens to the rishayim? Kash, like straw. V'liat. Oisam hayim abo, burnt out by that fire. Omer Hashem Tzivokos. Asher lo yazav lehem, shoyrish v'anav. We'll have nothing left over. Lo yishoyrish v'lamazeh, no descendants in this world. Lo yanav lehem, but nor any branch for eternity. They have no existence. Tzadikim, on the other hand, tzadikim is shrapim, whether we healed by it. Tzachsiv v'zarecho lechem yirishmi, shemesh, stoko, marbi, v'chanafev. Lo yed, not only that, lo yishoyrish adn ba. They'll love it, they'll enjoy it. Shenemar, Yitzosam, Pishtam, Ugly, Keegli, Marbek, like the calves at pasture. The Tzaddikim will sit and enjoy it. It will be eternal bliss. Nanim, Ziv HaShechina, because they have the tools, they have the taste buds, they have the kli, the receptacle, they have the antenna, right? To internalize and appreciate the Ziv HaShechina. Davar Ach, another reason for comparing people to fish, Ma Dagm Shabayam, just like fish at sea. It's wild out there. Kol ha-gadol mechaveri, b'leas chaveri, the bigger fish swallows the small one. Apni adam. Same thing with people. If not for governance and authority, it will be mayhem. El molei morosh al-machos, if not for the fear of police, of law and order, of authority, the same thing would happen on dry land. Kol ha-gadol mechaveri, b'leas chaveri, the bigger you are, you swallow the next one. The snan, as the mission always tells us, Rabbi Chaninus kan akanam oimer, keep in mind to daven for the success of the government, having mispalo b'shlam shel machus. Why? They keep us safe and sound. Shel molei morosh shel machus, if not for the fear cast by the malchus. Ish es re'eyu, one another, chayim b'lei, you'd swallow them alive. Interesting, I just recently read a story of Yerucham, the Mashgiach of Mir in Poland. So they were expecting a great visitor. The king of Poland was coming to visit, and he was meant to give an address to be makabel upon him, the king, and he was at loss for what to say. What do you say when the king comes? So he said he was sitting in his room, Rabbi Yerucham, and he's peering out the window, and he sees an animal attacking a hen. At that moment, it clicked in his mind, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. That's what Malchus is about. That's what government's about. Keeping law and order, keeping us safe. So he figured, okay, he has a theme for the drasha. In fact, he built the whole drasha around it in honor of the chashuv guest who came to visit. Okay, so we have the conclusion of the back and forth discussion between Hashem, Kav Yochan, and the Goyim, confirming to them and why the Yidden are really deserving of schar and they are not. We committed to the Torah, we accepted the Torah, we adhered to the Torah through thick and thin, and they couldn't bother even doing one mitzvah when things got a bit difficult. We have the idea of schoik by Hashem, we have the hour per hour, schedule kaviyachol of how Hashem relates to us in terms of Torah, in terms of parnasa on a daily basis. We have the importance of learning basmada without interruption, and then in fact a yid with his daf is connected to his life like a fish in water. Tzlacha rabba, and all the best to you.